So the USA's Keegan Randall had a magnificent day today in Lahti. She won the sprints over Marit Bjørgen in the final, and with that win, she took the overall sprint cup, her second globe, consecutive globe. It's a real accolade for her and for the team. And we're going to try to catch up with Keegan in Lahti, Finland, and get her thoughts on the day.
Hello, it's Keegan.
Hey, Keegan Randall. Congratulations, Benjamin here at Ski Tracks.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, a huge day for you, a matchup against Marit Bjørgen and the World Cup globe at stake, and you came through in spades. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels really good. Today was going to be a big day for me. It was my 100th World Cup start, and so I was hoping to make it kind of special, and so I was excited to go out and take advantage of the last skate sprint of the season and, you know, hopefully have a good one and wrap up that sprint title. So everything went really well, and I'm super psyched.
So when you saw yourself on the start line in the final against Marit, was it a matchup that you were kind of hoping for? Because I think all of us were sort of, thinking about that and hoping that that matchup would happen and you'd come through.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't had a chance to race against Marit all season. She hadn't done any of the other skate sprints. So it's always fun when you get to line up against one of the best ever of the sport. And I was really excited to be able to go head-to-head with her in the final. And it's kind of cool that the second half of the race really turned into a kind of head-to-head battle between the two of us. And boy, probably one of the closest finishes I've ever had, but in the end, it feels good to come out on top.
Yeah, no, we were looking at the boot shot, and, you know, you clearly had it by a couple of boot lengths, but it was definitely an exciting finish. I remember last year, I think you locked up the title early as well. I think you locked it up in Drammen last year. So, you know, a pretty solid season for you. And back-to-back globes has to feel good and speak volumes about you, your skiing, and the U.S. program.
Yeah, you know, I mean, last year was a big breakthrough for us to bring home one of the discipline titles like that. And felt so good. I definitely wanted to do it again this season. And then with the injury this fall, I kind of thought, well, maybe I have to take that out of my goals because it may take me a while to build into the season. And then, you know, I ended up flying over the first couple months and all of a sudden was back in the hunt. And so it was nice coming into these, you know, three final races, knowing that if I skied well today, I'd have a shot and that, you know, two more to go. I mean, it's just, you know, the best ways I can think of to give some legitimacy to our team and, you know, and to our staff and everybody that works so hard to make this happen. It's just so fun to kind of have a memento to hoist and bring everyone together for such a great effort all season.
Yeah, I know it's another big year for you guys. The first gold, World Championship gold, and now the second globe. So it's a real affirmation of the program and what's happening in the U.S. camp. Big day for Sadie Bjornsson as well, eh? She came ninth, I think, overall.
Yeah, really cool to see Sadie ski well. I mean, you know, great qualifier. Really got in there in the quarterfinal and skied like a veteran and put some good moves in there, and really fun to actually ski with her in the semifinal. So we were kind of neck and neck at one point, and luckily we didn't cross skis or anything like that. So really cool to really see, I mean, so many of our younger skiers really coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see people are following your lead and both sides, both the U.S. Or the men as well are doing well. Just recapping last year, you know, Keegan, I think you locked up the globe in Drammen last year, and I think there was one point, I can't remember which race it was, I remember seeing you holding your ski up in the air. I don't know if you remember that last year. You lost the ski in one of the final races last year. But this year, finishing with a win and with Marit has to be a nice way to sort of cap that Sprint Cup globe.
Yeah, I mean, last year in Drammen, by making it into the final, I knew I'd clinch the globe, but then I had that crazy mishap in the middle of the race where my binding came off my ski and I ended up racing most of that final on one ski. So yeah, today to be able to come in and just have a strong day all around and take the win just, yeah, caps off a season. And, you know, the skate sprints have been so fun this year. You know, we've done so many different types of courses and different types of weather and different types of competition. So it just feels good to be versatile through it all. And yeah, like I said, those early races feel like feel like they were years ago, so it's nice to end the season on a strong note.
It's true. You know, we were all watching with anticipation, and after your injury, and you really came through, and as you said, you surprised yourself, and now several months later, you've got the globe again. I remember last year you said you'd seen the globe, you hadn't actually felt one or touched one, so now you've got it again. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm excited now. I can keep my biceps, you know, the same on both sides now.
Well, all the best. So I hear there's you got a big crew racing tomorrow as well, eh?
We do. You know, we've got one of the biggest World Cup teams we've ever had, and one of the strongest. So I think we're just going to carry from this momentum today and have another good one tomorrow.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward again, and we wish you all the best. Congratulations, Keegan. It's great to see you up there, and all the best with the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Take care.